listening to the songs, listening to the artists, listening to the words, the lyrics. What do you got? The winner will eventually pick the music theme. If you are that winner, you win a pair of tickets to see Tom Segura, who is very good, very funny, very blue, at the X, April 18th. Hopefully you've been listening all show long, and you get the music theme. I believe if the election was today, the presidential election, I believe there is a 65% chance Donald John Trump would be your winner. Am I convinced I'm going to have the same percentage in a week? I'm not. It is still a pick'em race. More of the momentum is leaning to the former president's way. I'll detail that in a little bit. So I ask this question. Joe Biden, if you listen to this show, you know going back to July of 2022, before I asked Dean Phillips the same question, I said, Joe Biden shouldn't run again. I question whether he's up for the job now. Joe Biden should have stepped out much sooner. Democrats should have told the truth about his capability. And the American public was seeing it, and all culminated with the debate. I don't think right now she was the right person. That is my conclusion. I'm not saying she can't win, but I'm saying today there's a 35% chance she would win. I think she has the inability right now to separate from Joe Biden. And that is a huge issue. But let's get to the breaking news, Dave Harrigan. We have a winner.
We do have a winner. Congratulations to Mia in Minneapolis. She was the first to correctly tell us that what tied the songs we've played so far by Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, Jonas Brothers, Miley Cyrus, and Christina Aguilera, the theme was something that ties the artists together. Today, happen to be the artists, all former Disney stars.
Very good. Very good. She's going to Tom Segura. Excellent for you, Mia. Very good by Dave. When she is winning some of the polling on Change Agent, it makes no sense to me. She's the bleeping vice president of this administration. And she wins that, but in the economy, Trump's kicking her butt. On immigration, Trump is kicking her butt. On crime, he's kicking her butt. Even with a lot of data showing more favorability in that area. When she was asked not once but twice last week on how she would separate herself from Joe Biden, she failed. Now there was, and then 30 minutes later on The View, she said, I'll add a Republican. Okay, great. That's, you know, we've watched that before. That's good. As someone who's moderate, bipartisan, I'd like to see it. That's not enough. You're going to add one Republican, and that's going to be a difference. She is struggling mightily, Dave, in separating herself from the part of the Biden administration where to the moderate centrists who vote both ways. As baffling as that may be to some people, she can't separate. I think Gretchen Whitmer, Josh Shapiro in particular, and other prominent Democrats, maybe an Andy Beshear, would have had a much better chance. They're Democrats. They're not going to come out and just take Donald Trump's policies.
Full MAGA from the left.
They're not going to go that. But I think this is becoming a bigger issue. On that point alone, what do you want to say to that? Because I've got more information. On that part, that it's so much harder for her. And I think for the people who don't vote as often and need to be inspired to vote, for the folks who vote, but they might have voted Trump in 16 and Biden in 20, when they, fair or not, you don't have to agree with it, but don't agree with Biden on immigration, on the economy, on crime. It is harder for her to separate. And by the way, it's harder because the reality, and it's harder because her answers have been awful. Because she said, no, I wouldn't separate from him.
It's probably more difficult for her to separate, but the names you threw out, Whitmer, Shapiro, you know, people would say Gavin Newsom, any other prominent Democrat, I think they have just as, if not as difficult a time, very close to as difficult a time. Because, look, I mean, Donald Trump, as you said, is kicking butt on immigration, on economy, on crime. And I don't think at this point, if you're any Democrat, you're going to step up and say everything the Biden administration has done on those issues has been wrong.
I think Shapiro could have pulled it off. I think Bashir, I don't know if they're going to pick somebody from Kentucky. Let's get to couple stunning things in polling that is hurting her also. For the first time in 32 years, more people are identifying themselves as Republicans than Democrats. First time in 32 years. How about what has been a benchmark, which has been a huge asset for Democrats, black males 18 to 44? Barack Obama won this demographic by 81 points. Hillary Clinton won it by 63 points. Joe Biden won it by 53 points. Kamala Harris is leading this by 41 points. That's an enormous lead. Okay. But when it's half of what Barack Obama had, you can understand why Barack Obama last week's given the speech, and yes, part of it was just crushing Donald Trump, but some of it also was, hey, black men, what are you doing here? You may not agree with it, but Donald Trump's numbers with Latino voters, and black voters are better. And so if he also has let me get some other numbers here. So if he already has advantage in these other areas and then a prime demographic where the lead has dropped, how about this? How about this from NBC News? Biden policies impacting your family. Helping 25%. Hurting 45%. You can give me all the data where you can say, well, that's not true. Look what Biden inherited, et cetera. But the data shows huge advantage for Trump. Trump's policies impact on your family. 44% helped, 31% hurt. I believe a Democrat outside of Harris had a better chance to separate from Joe Biden. Again, you're not going to take Republican principles, but someone more established as a moderate, as opposed to Harris, who's moved that way seemingly out of nowhere. Well, no, seemingly because she's up for the presidency. I'm not sure it's resonating. What do you think? 47 past one. We'll have plenty of time for phone calls and texts. She still might win. To me, I say today, 65%. And by the way, this is not an endorsement of the guy. I mean, we had FEMA having to stop what they're doing over the weekend multiple times because militia near them, all because of Donald Trump's bleeping lies about money and FEMA. Meanwhile, he admits to it. When you had the reporting from members of the staff that he wouldn't give money to California, he then on the campaign trail admits, hey, Gavin, unless you change your policies, I'm not going to give you money. The things he accuses people of, he does himself. He's admitted he's going to investigate. He's going to have his own AG investigate people who he doesn't like when he's accused Biden of doing the same thing. He's now admitting he won't give that money unless they follow his policies. He, with his voters, he's inoculated himself. And it's stunning. But that's not changing. Was Harris the right pick? 651-461-9226. What do you want to say? Phone calls and texts next. All right, let's get right to the calls and texts. Was Kamala Harris the right selection to replace Joe Biden? She's making news today, too. She's going on with Bret Baier on Fox on Wednesday. Good. She should make herself available. She didn't make herself available for a Time magazine interview. That made no sense to me. But good that she's going on with Baier. Pete has called in. Pete, you're on CCO.
Hey, Chad. I mean, Dean Phillips tried to do that. I mean, God bless him.
Mm-hmm. He was right.
He knew he wasn't going to win, but he tried to draw out all the other numbskulls to, hey, get involved. He saw the truth, what was going on with Joe Biden. He tried to bring that out. They all, went back into their corners and sucked their thumbs and decided they weren't going to come out against, Uncle Joe. And so, there you are. I thought about, what happens if they would have had an open convention? Well, would they come out, looking divided at that point?
I don't think so. I think they should have done it. And if she wins, great. But I think it would have been a better way to go. But I mean, it was fait accompli, right? I mean, they all just stepped away once Biden put his thumb on the scale. I think the reporting is clear. People like Obama and Pelosi and some of the other power brokers wanted that open convention. They still might have wanted Harris, but they wanted the open convention. I think it would have been a better way to go myself.
What about the time factor, though? I mean,
huge. You're right.
It was getting late, and somebody had to go up against them. But you're right, as far as separating herself from Biden, you're right. She has to do that. I mean, Humphrey would have done that in 68. Come out against the Vietnam War sooner, you would have been president.
Thank you, Pete. She's not capable, Dave. She just isn't capable in that way. Maybe nobody is, right? Maybe it's so baked in policies, but I think Shapiro is much more of a centrist. Would have been able to pull that off much better. And just anybody who wasn't directly a part of the campaign, I still can't get over that she was shocked by these questions last night. I mean, how was she shocked by that? Well, I'm just not Donald Trump, and I'm not Joe Biden. And then 3 seconds later, and I'll appoint a Republican.
That's right. That's right, Chad.
Oh, my.
I mean, going back to the convention idea, though, whether it was an open convention, if that had happened versus what it was a massive success for the Democrats at the time. I mean, it was a 4-day party that looked amazing on television.
Right. And they raised a crazy amount of money.
Yeah, we're over $1 billion.
Against a candidate who they hate, and they're tied in the race.
Yeah. I mean, on some level, you can say, okay, if she wasn't the right candidate, given that the party backed Joe for so long and then moved to Kamala, you can say they did this to themselves. You can also say...
Joe did it to him, by the way.
Yeah, you could say that. But as a party, you can also say... Look at the other side, the support Trump gets and continues to get is unfathomable.
They won't move. Doesn't matter what he says. And it's crazy town every day. Chad, on your question note, I'm in no way voting for the narcissist. Kamala might have had a chance, but I believe the non-ignorant individuals are learning the fraud that a running mate facilitated it and is dragging her down. So I'm a third-party writing vote, probably Dean Phillips. I don't think it's just anybody involved in their voting is automatically ignorant. The Walls pick, in the end, has not helped her. I don't think it's hurt her that much, but it hasn't helped her. She's absolutely the right person, the right woman at the time. As a VP, it's the right step to replace Joe. She's raised an astronomical amount of money. Stunning amount of money. You would think for that money,
yes.
As they pointed out in SNL, she wouldn't be tied, and the momentum going the wrong way. Chad, yes, Harris is the wrong pick. Biden never said he would pick the most capable running mate. He said he would select a black woman, tied to what he said going back to 20. Polling is still tied to landlines. It's more than that. It's way more than that. They're talking about the ad Trump put out about her non-answer on different from Biden. Somebody suggests because we're running some Republican ads that the owner of Odyssey must be Republican. Oh, yeah. Really close. Come on, Chad. Harris doesn't lie. Please, border is secure. Yeah, not exactly comparable to Don, let's be honest. Want me to stop talking?
No, give us a time check.
How about a time check? Linus Construction Time Check. It's time for you to call them. And how about this? Check out this. Time to make your home more energy efficient and get free installation labor on Infinity from Marvin Windows.